From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Matrix Reloaded, the first of two Matrix sequels, arrived today at movie theaters. Bob Mondello has our review.
If you're just joining us, you should know that computers have taken over the Earth and enslaved humans in a virtual reality called the Matrix. Fortunately, there's a resistance movement in a deep underground city called Zion. Alas, the machines are now digging, sending bad guys called Sentinels.
How deep are they?
Almost 2,000 meters.
What about the scans from the Osiris?
They can't be accurate.
They may be.
What?
It's not possible.
That'd mean there are 250,000 Sentinels up there. That's right.
That can't be.
Why not? A sentinel for every man, woman, and child in Zion.
That sounds exactly like the thinking of a machine to me.
Morpheus, glad you could join us.
Morpheus, played by Lawrence Fishburne, is the guy who recruited a computer whiz named Neo in the first movie and got him to hack the Matrix code. This made Neo, who's also known as Keanu Reeves, a virtual Superman who can now beat virtual opponents even when they're shooting or kung-fuing at speeds only 17-year-old boys can imagine.
I must apologize.
Apologize for what?
For this.
When Neo isn't dodging blows or bullets, he's having nightmares about his girlfriend Trinity, who in a digital land of ones and zeros is at least a three. Trinity saved Neo in the first movie, and the filmmaking Wachowski brothers now give him a chance to return the favor. But first he has to fight a sentinel who has learned to replicate himself, becoming a lot like spam in your email account. He also has to kiss a femme fatale, blast a lot of metal jellyfish, and find the keymaster who can open the virtual door that leads to the Matrix's virtual architect, who will explain everything, at least I think that's what he does, and offer Neo a virtual choice that amounts to the lady or the tiger. Choice is a very big deal in the Matrix, but virtual is a bigger deal. The action sequences, whether car chases or kung fu ballets, look even more like computer games than they did last time, which may give you pause if you like your battles to have consequences, like someone getting hurt, maybe. Here, when people get slammed against walls with force enough to shatter the bricks, they just hop back into the fray, or do a triple gainer over the nearest building. Anything's possible, basically, except suspense, which relies on not having everything be possible, and on not having another installment already in the can with the same cast. Still, the special effects certainly qualify as eye-popping, and if the filmmakers are overfond of dialogue that sounds as if it's been downloaded from virtual fortune cookies, it's at least in the service of the most racially diverse dystopia ever put on screen. And maybe all that is enough for a summer popcorn movie. Fans had hoped for something more, but they'll likely settle and make Matrix Reloaded a candidate for the box office record books by nightfall.
Tonight! Let us tremble these halls of earth, steel, and stone. Let us be heard from red car to black sky.
Crowds are gathering, lines are forming, and if you're part of the Matrix target demographic, you don't have a choice about getting into one of those lines any more than Neo has a choice about saving the human race. I'm Bob Mondello.